CR101Radio.com. Podcasts and more. And welcome back to another episode of Preschool Pioneers. I am your host, Jeremy Walker. You can follow us on our parent network, CR101 Radio, on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, Gab, and YouTube. And you can subscribe to this podcast on your preferred platform so you never miss an episode. Visit CR101Radio.com/Preschool Pioneers for these links. Welcome back, guys. I'm happy to have you back again on Preschool Pioneers, where we discuss Christian families, Christian parents, and why Christians should become teachers. This episode is entitled F is for Flat Earth, How Education Relates to How Man Got on Earth, Where He Is in the Universe, and Why He Is on Earth, and How It Can Create Happy, Helpful, Productive Children and Adults, or It Can Create Angry, Abusive, Destructive, Monstrous Barbarians. We're going to start this episode with a scripture passage from Psalms 100, 1-5. Quote, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye not that the Lord is God? It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Unquote. This should sum up for us how humanity should see life. A wonderful thing to be thankful for, a wonderful world to live in, to exist, and every single moment we should be thankful for our lives, thankful for all the people around us, the world we live in, and to the Creator who made us. It's something we should be so thankful for. And Christian education, and education in general, this should be the foundation of all learning. This episode is entitled F is for Flat Earth, because there are people all around the world right now where the world is in dispute about what it physically looks like. Is it flat? Is it a sphere? Are we stagnant? Is the Earth the center of the universe and everything revolves around it? Is the sun the center of the universe and everything revolves around that? Are we stagnant in our universe, or are we flying through the cosmos as everything is spiraling around the sun? Is that what we are? People love endlessly to debate these subjects, go on any social media, and you're going to see stuff all over the place where people have arguments for this and arguments for that. Well, there is an important reason for this, and I'll tell you why. Because it's about meaning. It's about purpose. It's about what it means for you and why you're here. Children, one of the first things they have to learn is, who are you? How'd you get here? Why are you here? Is there a purpose to life? Well, modern education, especially governmental education, for many, many years, has had one foundational truth. The world got here by chance, period. Nothing is here. There is no plan. Everything is from chaos and coincidence. That's right. There was a big bang, boom, and then everything happened. All these things just started coming together. Life formed. Jurassic Park theology. Life will find a way. But when there's no meaning, then there's no meaning. There is no purpose. There can be no good. There can be no evil. There just is. Now, what happens when you spend generations teaching this to children? No purpose, no reason, no meaning, no good or bad. And what happens if they actually genuinely believe it? What happens? Well, I want to share, kind of in this episode, it kind of all blends together, because I like to talk about the modern state of education as well, and how things are going on in the real world. Why run a podcast talking about Christian education and Christian parents and telling people why Christians should become teachers if there's no reason for it? Well, there is a reason for it. I want to share real quick this news article that came out, and I'm going to quote directly from it. It said, news, a 15-year-old Missouri girl who was beaten unconscious has severe brain damage and a skull fracture. Kaylee was left convulsing after she got her head beaten on the pavement outside of a Hazelwood East High School. Kaylee has not woken up yet and has swelling, major brain bleeding, frontal lobe damage, and a fractured skull. Kaylee is fighting hard to stay alive and heal, but is only the beginning of a very uphill battle for Kaylee and her family. We will not know the extent of the brain damage that has occurred until she awakes. This is from the family's GoFundMe post. The Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, is calling on the 15-year-old girl who beat Kaylee to be tried as an adult. His quote on this subject was, "This evil and complete disregard for human life has no place in Missouri or anywhere. I am praying for the victim," unquote. Well, is the Attorney General of Missouri correct? Does this evil and disregard for human life have no place in Missouri? Is Missouri teaching children that there's a Big Bang? Is the rest of the United States teaching that there is a Big Bang? Are they teaching a form of evolution where the strong survive? Is that what they're teaching? When I was growing up in school, that's what we heard. The strongest survive evolution. So in other words, if there is out there in the world, animals and creatures, one is dominant over the other, male lion versus another lion, which one survives? The one that can beat and kill and eat the other. The strong survive. Well, what are we upset about? What is so wrong, Attorney General Andrew Bailey, with one girl beating another girl's head into the sidewalk from a viewpoint that is evolutionary, chaos, and chance? Nothing. You spend a lifetime, 13 years of education, and even more if they go into preschool, teaching children that they can do whatever they want. There is no good, there is no evil, there is no God. You aren't here for any reason. Flat earth, round earth, center of the universe, not the center of the universe, flying, stagnant, it doesn't matter. Because for you, the child, 13 years, we're going to train you and teach you that no one can tell you yes and no one can tell you no. There is no good. There is no evil. There is no accountability. There is no religion. There is no God. There is no judgment. No one can tell you anything. And if you want to be the one who moves forward in the future, you have to be the strongest, and you will survive. Instead of trying to prosecute this young girl who beat this other girl's head into the concrete until it's swollen and she was almost dead, modern education would be giving her a merit badge. She would be getting an A in life for beating somebody else's head into the ground. Why she's the strongest? Why would you think that she's not on top? Our education system says that this is the way forward. Evolution says the strong survive. The victim The victim deserved what they got, according to modern education. Because if she was stronger, she wouldn't have had her head beat into the ground. Where does this idea come in that this is not allowed? What is your moral structure? How can you dare implement authority structures now? The 15-year-old girl that climbed on top, and I watched the video, she beat her head into the ground again and again and again and again and did not stop. She had complete disregard for human life. But why call it evil? What is evil? What is good? Why have any regard for human life? Where does this idea come from? You judgmental person? You religious zealot? Good humanists don't suffer from your crutch of morality. Don't you understand? Our students are being taught that the strong survive. That means these children that do these types of acts have been given an education that they're just following through on. That's it. They are at fault. A person who tries to attempt to murder somebody, and that's what it is, and probably full murder by the time this is done. They are only doing exactly what they were told they should do. You can't come out later and say, well, I'm the Attorney General of Missouri, and so I'm going to say this is wrong, and then not deal with the real problem. The problem is, how have they been taught? How have they been raised? Have they been taught that they are a person that is important because God made man in his image? Is that what they're being taught? That human life, we are supposed to have high regard for it, and we're not allowed to take it without just cause, based on God's law, the Creator? And if we do that, that is evil? Is that what we're being taught? No, that's not what's being taught. And we all know it. But nobody wants to talk about it. Like somehow education causes this. Absolutely it does. Let me give you another real world example of what's going on in the real world. This is a post. And the post said this. So before you ask why people aren't studying to become teachers anymore, ... I emailed my student's parents to let them know that he punched me in the face and broke my glasses, and they just emailed this back to me. So this is from a post from a current active teacher in a school about a student that not only hit the teacher with enough force to break their glasses. This is assault. Why is this allowed? Obviously, we're going to be upset about this, right? A student just attacked a teacher. This is assault, right? Wait a minute. What did the parent come back with? Quote from them and the email. In an effort to break this routine, blank and I have come up with the idea to put a quote-unquote calming banana in his bag, and he'll eat it as soon as he gets to school. He may be hungry after the bus ride and acting out from this. We're hoping that the quote-unquote calming banana can be his special superpower to get him back on track. Bringing this up so that we can be on the same page. Unquote. This is the insanity of the current, not only modern education, who is teaching children to be monstrous barbarians without limit. But also parents are raising children to do the same. Oh, we got a problem here. We have a big problem. And the problem is abandonment of the truth of the Word of God and the world we live in. These parents aren't putting any responsibility on the child. Now imagine for a second if the teacher had punched the kid in the face and broken his glasses. Oh, all of a sudden, this would be a problem. a teacher striking a student, despite the reasons for it. Nobody would care. Nobody would care. Oh, well, I just think that we're going to need to give a calming banana to that teacher. You know, they were just hangry. They're so hungry, they're angry. And after all, that teacher, they had to drive in traffic. You know how hard it is to drive in traffic with all the road rage that's out there? And after all, people don't know how to drive in Florida. They don't know how to drive in the rain. Nobody would ever, no school, a principal, could send an email to a parent saying, well, we know that your child was struck in the face by their teacher, but after all, we can't really blame them. They had a tough ride in this morning, and so we're hoping that this special banana that they eat, that's just going to be that special superpower that's going to get them back on track. We just want to make sure you're on the same page. That is insanity. But this is the current state of education in America today. People that should be held accountable properly for their actions are not being held accountable for their actions. I had somebody who took a photo in a doctor's office, and it was a sign affixed to the door. Now, what did this sign say? Quote from the sign. We have a zero tolerance policy for aggressive, violent, or abusive behavior towards our staff. This behavior will result in notification to local law enforcement and a dismissal letter. So you would not be allowed to obviously be a client of this doctor's office if you were going to be aggressive, violent, or abusive. And that doesn't mean physical, it also means just verbally. Why are these signs becoming so prevalent? I've seen them in doctor's offices myself, local and otherwise. These signs are becoming more and more necessary because American moral values are being destroyed. People no longer have what the Attorney General was talking about, a current regard for human life, a belief in good and a belief in evil, having a standard that we all can stand upon and agree upon. Now, why don't we? Because in the United States of America today, in every single state, all children are being taught to become humanists. It is a religious belief. Absolutely. Contrary to Christians. Christians also have a religious viewpoint. It is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, that people believe that there can be an education void of religious values. That is an impossibility. When you have children beating each other's brains in, they have a moral idea of what is acceptable and not acceptable. They just differ in what that is. When you have a parent whose child is striking their students in the face, and the parent isn't even upset about it. Oh, we have to give them an excuse. They were just hangry. No, there is no excuse. You do not strike your teacher. You do not strike your parent. You do not strike your friend and beat their head into the ground. When people stop teaching against proper discipline of children, proper discipline, giving them a proper viewpoint of how the world works and enforcing that, this is how you get where we're at. How do you climb out of it? Simple. You have to return to a proper religious foundation that will give people a regard for human life. And that jumps back to the initial topic, flat earth. I want to come back on that subject for a second, so we'll come back to the other stuff. Let's go back to Genesis 1. This is Education 101. If you didn't know, this is what you should be teaching in every school in the world, not just the United States. I won't read the whole thing, but Genesis 1:1 through 31 is very instructive. Verse 1 says this: in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Oh, wow, look at that. Simple concept, not an accident. There is a creator. The creator has a purpose. The creator gives limitations. He sets how the world should work. Imagine that. Verses 14 through 19, quote, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day." Jumping again to verse 26 through 28. "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Unquote. And last but not least, verse 31. "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Our origins are important. Knowing that we come from God, like we read in Psalms 100, it's very important that we know that we did not make ourselves. It's important that we know that we are not accidents, that we are created in the image of God, that there is a limit to what we can do. There is a standard of living correctly in this world, what we are allowed to do and not allowed to do to each other and the world itself. These subjects are extraordinarily important. When we look out into the sky at night, or to see the sun and the moon, to know that those were made for us. It doesn't matter if you want to believe if it's flat. It doesn't matter if you want to believe if it's a sphere. Personally speaking, I can't prove one way or the other. I just can't, not as a person. Don't have that information. I can't tell you if we are spinning around the earth, meaning all the planets are spinning around the earth and the sun is going around the earth, or are we the ones spinning around the sun? Are we stagnant here? Or are we propelled through space and everything is a big giant spiral? I don't know. But what I do know is why those things are there. Not the mechanics behind it, but the whys and the what's fors. God made everything for us, for his world. And he placed man here, and he said that we are in charge of it. He wants to bless us. Mankind must reclaim its heritage as a creature under God. If you want the monstrous barbarian stuff to cease, you have to start teaching what we are, why we're here, and who we serve. That's how you come back. That's how you fix these crazy problems all around the world. It can be done, but not. Let's not sit around and complain and point fingers and act like we don't know how we got here. We know how we got here. We did it to ourselves. Barbarians bashing skulls into the ground. Kids punching their teachers in the face. Unacceptable. I agree, Attorney General. Every single person should say it's unacceptable. Why? Because God made this world better. And we can remake it better, too. But it needs Christian parents, and it needs Christian teachers. Jeremy Walker, Preschool Pioneers. God bless.